Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano, CFO4Rent.com is his website. Finance for the Non-Financial Managers is a great book, folks, to help you understand that you still need to manage your business financials, but you don't need to be an accountant or a bookkeeper to do it. So I encourage you to check out all the things that Gene has to offer, his articles and his books. Gene, thanks again for being here. You're bringing us the kind of dour news that the trend for valuations of small businesses being sold from here forward is trending downward. Part of it's economics. Part of it is demographic, meaning we've got fewer buyers than sellers coming up in that cycle. Some of it is sector related. The manufacturing sector's not doing so great. So what's your advice? How would a small business owner say, you know what, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to defy that trend? What do you think?
I don't think of it as dire news, Jim. I think of it as a wake-up call. I think that small business person who's been building that business patiently for the last 10 or 20 years or whatever, I think they should take a hard look at what they want to be doing in 5 to 8 years. And while you may not have the exact thought in your mind on the front end, if you look at that 5 to 8 year period, you say, I don't want to be doing this in 7, 8 years. If that comes to your mind, then you got to start planning now. That's really the ticket. Look ahead. Picture yourself in 5, 8 years. If you don't want to be working, then you need to start planning today and start thinking about that. So that's really what the wake-up call is about. It says, try to stay ahead of the trend. Don't be a victim of it.
That's good advice. So what would be some examples of what you would do? What would you do? Solidify customer relationships. One thing I tell people, Gene, all the time, and I think this is maybe the best advice I've ever given people, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Good advice. Well, and Jim, you and I have talked in the past. There are 6 things that define the valuation of a business. You talked about some, and we're talking about some now. We're talking about the kind of customers you have, your growth prospects, the organization when you're not there, the quality of your products, the responsiveness of them, your gross margins. And there are 6 things that define your valuation. So I think if you take this wake-up call, you start looking at those 6 things, and you say, okay, I see that growth prospects is at least starting to slow down a bit. What mm-hmm. about these other things? What are the things I can do in each of these areas to improve the valuation of my business and have it stand out from the crowd?
Right.
And that's how you and I started this conversation.
Right.
You said that, if you do things to improve the valuation of your business for that exit, you in the process are going to improve your business for your own benefit as well.
Mm-hmm. But maybe you have to reinvent yourself a little bit before you can sell the business. Maybe the way it is right now, it's not even sellable, but you've got enough residual, enough of a platform in where you are to convert it to something that maybe you have to get out of your comfort zone, maybe you have to reinvent yourself, but maybe that could transfer to a new life for your business, not only while you're operating it, but beyond you. And that's the part I mean by don't fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. That could be one of the actions you take.
I mean, how many people have you known who were experts that had great businesses at doing something in an industry, and then they literally converted to becoming a consultant for that industry?
Mm-hmm. But keep in mind now, the trends that we're looking at right now are in the manufacturing industry. Mm-hmm. It's tougher to reinvent yourself in the manufacturing
business.
That's
a good point. But you know what? I know people who have, and that what they did was they went from being a commodity deliverer to a custom deliverer.
Yeah. That's an option. You're absolutely right. But what that says is start planning now. Start looking ahead.
Irrespective of what you're doing, what industry you're in, or what your plans are, you got to get started. And as you said earlier, you can't be in denial.
Yep. Amen. Absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, do you recommend that they get closer to their industry trade groups and find out what's going on in their industry, in their sectors?
I hopefully they're doing that already.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't. And I've been encouraging people to do that for a long time. Stay close to your industry.
Stay with that message. That's a good one.
Website again, one more time.
All right.
What is your website?
Website, CFO4Rent.com.
All right, and the book is called, my favorite is Finance for the Non-Financial Managers, and his new one is Financial Mastery for the Career Teacher. Gene, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You're welcome, my friend. Good to be here.
Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Gene joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and reminding you that whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is beautiful, whatever is of good repute, if anything is excellent or worthy of praise, think on these things.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.